With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iranian targets following a deadly drone attack against U.S. forces. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The U.S. military took aim at dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the targets were carefully chosen based on evidence
that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
He says the Pentagon is in the early stage of battle damage assessment.
But we believe that the strikes were successful.
President Biden said the response to the attack on American forces will continue at times and places of our choosing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Armed Services Committee member Roger Wicker of Mississippi says he's hoping for a big change in the White House after the November election.
And I hope part of their resolve will be, part of President Trump's resolve will be to rebuild our military and get us to the point where we were under Reagan. That is strength that gives us peace.
Senator Wicker spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. The nation's employers added 353,000 jobs in January. It was the latest sign of the economy's continuing ability to shrug off the highest interest rates in two decades. Americans for Prosperity attorney Kurt Couchman says the proposed Comprehensive Congressional Budget Act he's supporting would reduce waste by giving the Budget Committee the power to reject proposed spending plans that exceed top levels established for various agencies.
And if the committee that wants to spend too much never fixes it, then the Budget Committee can just stick in the current law line items into the comprehensive budget and say, well, you had your chance, but here's the baseline, so we're going to move forward without you.
Couchman was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. This is SRN News. Would you describe yourself as becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's North Central Plateau state. The attacks prompted a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities to take action against the two majority terrorist organizations operating inside Nigeria. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit, and the elected president has promised to tackle the problem. This is SRN News. A dog has been rescued after being trapped for more than a week inside a shipping container at a busy Texas port.
A routine day of inspecting over 10,000 shipping containers at the Port of Houston turned into something extraordinary when U.S. Coast Guard officer Ryan McMahon and his team heard barking coming from inside one of the containers. The container was lowered to the ground and opened to reveal that a sweet and friendly dog had been trapped inside for at least 8 days.
An asteroid as big as a skyscraper has passed within 1.7 million miles of Earth. NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies estimates a space rock to be about 690 feet across and 1,575 feet long. That means it's about the size of the Empire State Building. Tomorrow, an asteroid roughly half that size will swing by. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.